God has created men and mankind only to worship me. I need not from them to provide me sustenance, neither to feed me. Verily Allah is the only one who provides sustenance and power. He is the all-powerful, all-wise. And that's why Allah Ta'ala, in this hadith, in this call, the sixth call, telling us, Ya Ibadi, إِنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَبْلُغُوا ضُرِّي فَتَضُرُّونِ. O my servant, you will never reach to harm me, so you can harm me. وَلَنْ تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِ. You will also never reach to benefit me, so you benefit me. So why you do this? It's to benefit yourself. To benefit yourself. The seventh and eighth calls, and there Allah Ta'ala show us why we do good, or what can the goodness of us do, and the bad of us do. Allah Ta'ala says, يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. أو ما تقول, if you all from the first man to the last, you mankind and the jinn, all are upon the most pious, or the heart of the most pious ones of you, you would never benefit. This would not increase anything in my demand. How much this? If you all, from the first man to the last, you mankind and the jinn, be upon the worst heart of one of you, you won't decrease any or anything from my demand. So, whatever good you do is for yourself. Whatever bad you do is against yourself. And the ninth call, Allah Ta'ala also brings settling to our hearts. Not to worry about sustenance back again. It is Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the one who gives and provides. And He wants Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to bring to our attention that maybe some of us say, oh, mankind has been living now for thousands of years, and they were always asking Allah to give them. Maybe now His save is finished, empty. They what in the hands of Allah would never finish, would never be reduced, even if Allah Ta'ala gives day and night. And He does the contrary. As He says in Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. As-Samad means the one of everyone, everything returns back to Him in the matter of sustenance. They all go back to Him. Sustenance, health, whatever, power, whatever. And He goes to nobody.
The guy didn't go to the food. Not to please bring up.
So Allah Ta'ala is saying in this hadith, in the ninth call, O my servant, if you all, from the first man to the last, Mankind and jinn stood on one plain land asking me of anything. I shall give everyone his own need. That will never listen of what I have. But as a needle, that goes into the sea. Take a needle, put it into the sea. What do you think the needle can take from the water of the sea? If we measure, can we see anything in difference? Nothing. Nothing. I write to you something, it's all an example to show you. Otherwise, when the needle is taken into the sea and brought out, it will go out of the sea. A drop of water is out of the pond of the sea. But whatever you take is still in what Allah Ta'ala on. Will it still be within what Allah Ta'ala owns? You cannot take it to any other world. Which other world? There is no any other world. All worlds belong to Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alameen, all worlds. Where you go? Arana? Belongs to Allah. Wherever you go, belongs to Allah. So you can take nothing out of the dominion of Allah. In the last call, Allah Ta'ala is bringing to us a picture of what's going to happen in the day of returning or the day of resurrection. From the happiness and sadness, as what Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'arij, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. For the one who is going to take his book by right, is it by sitting? Are the books going to be thrown so one take by right, by one take by left? No. Not up to you, it's not your choice. Your book will come only to your right side. Okay, I can't. If it comes from left side, I can extend my hand, my right hand, and take it. You can't. It won't be able. You'll only be able to take it with the hand of which you were upon in this life. If you were in this life with the people of right, you will take your book by your right hand. If you were with the people of left, the wrongdoer, then you are only going to take it by left hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا اقْرَأُوا كِتَابِي. This one will say, oh people, take my book and read. Like the child when he comes from the school after the exam, getting all, mashallah, high score. Two brothers in a school, one brings high scores, one brings low scores. The one with high scores come home, break the door. Very happy. Mom, take tea. I got the high scores. That one is shame. Rubbing head down. Mom asked, what did you do? Kids do like what people do in the day of resurrection. The teacher, he doesn't like me. He likes my brother. He always make jokes against me. And start give excuses of his mistakes and lessons. And the devil is acting like that. As what Allah Ta'ala told us, that the people of fire will blame each other. Oh Allah, they misguided us, oh Allah. And then Allah in Surah Qaf says, ما يبدل القول لدي وما أنا بظلام للعبيد. What I say is not going to be changed. Who's going to the fire is going to the fire. And then he would be told, or Allah Ta'ala said about him, he is in a blessed life, in the paradise, in which the food are down to eat. And he would be told, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا, eat and drink, بِمَا أَشْرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ, from what he used to do in the life. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. The one who gets his book by the left, say, I wish I never get my book. وَلَا أَدْرِي مَا حِسَابِي, I wish I never know my forgiveness or judgment. يَا لَيْتَ كَانَتِ الْقَابِيَ, I wish it was the end of my life. What does he wish to think? He wished that he was a donkey. He wished that he was a man. He wished that he was a musket. You know why? Because these are the ones have only one life. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Amma, in the end of it, the Kaaba would say what? Ya laytani kuntu turaba. I would say what? A soil. Who becomes soil? Animals. Animals have no other life. It's only this life. And then, judgment will be done between them, not because they worship other than Allah, no. Or they did not worship Allah, no. It is only because they harm each other. And after that, Allah will tell them, be soil. And that's it. They finish. The Kaaba will see this because the judgment of the animals before the judgment of mankind. We will all see that. So the Kaaba will see this and then he say, oh, I wish I'm an animal. He wishes that time that he was a dog, he was a donkey, he was an ant. That time Allah Ta'ala created you better than all those. But you did not respect yourself. You did not respect your Lord. And that's why that day he wishes that he was an animal. And then he says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ, all my work didn't benefit me. Yes. It doesn't benefit, not in the day of rejection, no. It's from the moment he died. As he might be taken to the 5-star hospital to be treated. But once he dies, he can't take nothing with them. Even if they bought all the money with them and the grave, yet he can't benefit nothing. What does he need the money for? So that's why he said, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ حَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِي. Even my position, he was a minister, he was the president, he was the king, he was whatever he was, and as an authority in this life, it would never benefit him in the job of that. Only what he did from the good and bad. That was kind of benefit and harm. So Allah Ta'ala in the last call is bringing to the attention of those who are not looking forward, who are always forgetting the end, forgetting the grave, forgetting the resurrection, forgetting the standing before Allah. Allah is calling them to get ready before they are buried. As so many today in the grave who wishes to come back to life, not to go back to discourse or whatever he used to do. As what Allah Ta'ala said about him, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ. Oh Allah, return me back and I will do good and what I left behind. So let's awake, let's get ready, and let's discuss our sins and return to Allah. As He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the last call, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ تُحْصِيهَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَمَنْ وَجِدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ وَجِدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. O my servants, it is only your deeds that I count for you, then I pay them back to you, then it's your possession. So whosoever does find good in that day, they should be praised as Lord Allah, because He's the one who guided them. He's the one who guided them to be doing the good. And whosoever finds bad in his records, they should be not blame nobody but himself, as he did not get ready in this life. Wallahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. يعني now inshallah we're gonna start till the food. We're gonna start again the دروس المهمة. طيب we are in the sixth درس. يا فهد ليش تكلم؟ نعم اقرأ. صفحة 28. That was موعظة. Reminder. موعظة is good to awake her. But we need علم. علم is the light. Many hearts are aware, but they have no علم, so they start innovating in the religion, and then they become like what Allah Ta'ala said, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We come to what they used to do, or what they did from the worship, and then we made it to be like the sun when it is blown by yourself. So we have to start back again the lesson, and when we say the lesson, I'm so serious. We're gonna ask. I don't like students to come with no books, no notebooks, as 100% you guys are not remembering. Can I say again? Anyone, yeah, good in this instrument or because can I say about maintenance, you can? Only swimming pools, buildings only. Pastor, can you do something there? I think I can. Yeah. I will try.
السلام لغة العلامة وفي الاصطلاح ما يلزم من العلم بعد ما من العلم
Now, they can hear, call. Okay. What? No, they can hear, inshallah. Because they are not going to talk. We don't hear them, so they can eat. Just as they can eat while listening to the Rasulullah, punishing the presence for not bringing their book, so we're going to hold them from school. Hold on.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الدرس الثالث شروط الصلاة وهي تسعة: الإسلام والأخر
والتمييز
ورفع الحدث.
حدث
ورفع الحدث.
ايوه تسعة طبعا.
ورفع الحدث وإزالة النجاسة وستر العارة ودخول الوقت واستغفار الصلة ونية
نفسه. طيب in a previous verse we talked about the first pillar of Islam. As you know, these days I'm teaching nothing but something I call the perfection of the pillar. As by standing in many mosques in the kingdom and outside of the kingdom, asking the Muslims about these pillars, finding them, mashallah, no many books, no manahis, no everything, but they don't know these pillars. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, teach me something. If I do, I will get to the Jannah." He said, "You be a witness that there is no guy to worship but Allah, and be a witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. You perform salah, give out zakah, perform siyah." That time Hajj wasn't obligatory. So the man said, "Is that all?" He said, "That's all." He said, "By the one who sent you with the truth, I will never do anything more than this, and I will never produce lesser than this." And the man left. He's not from Medina, he left to his town. So the Prophet said, "He will be successful if he does what he says." That one, as well as Akhawat, there is a real serious problem in the Muslim world today. Very, 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 very little number of Muslims knows the boundaries of the relationship between them and Allah. They know the law of traffic police. They know the law of whatever ministry found today. But they don't know the law that can take them to the paradise. Some of them might fell into another fire of Tawheed, but they still consider that they're Muslims. And you can see the Muslims all around the world. I don't want you to tell me that you know you're from India, you know that Sufis are not upon Islam, true Islam, the Shia are not. I understand that you know this. But do you know how to perfect your Tawheed? That's the problem. When we put most of the brothers, especially the Salafis, we found them free of knowledge. free of knowledge. And it's like a Coca-Cola is put into a black bottle. You don't know if it is empty or full until you shake it. When we shake this evil, we find that there's nothing. I don't want to go step forward to say how many of us today in this masjid can know La ilaha illallah and all what is related. From what is told several times in here and in different places. I'm saying, brothers, you have to be serious. And why I'm so serious today is, fortunately for me, maybe unfortunately for you, I might move to Medina. So we need to be so serious in seeking knowledge. And if we can be perfect in the five pillars, believe me, we are scholars. We got to be scholars, no doubt. And believe me, see, you come from all the distance to me, I have no knowledge. I only have this five pillars knowledge. I have no knowledge. I'm a regular Muslim. Two things they have. Keep reading, same thing. Same thing. I thought this book maybe many times. Because I'm not so worried about what's happening in the world today. Why? I tell you an example. A person who is suffering of cancer, who's booked in the hospital, hearing his neighbor, L person, crying because his leg is broken. Do you think he is going to be so concerned about it? No. Because he thinks no one is worse than me. Just try. Tomorrow or day after tomorrow, he's going to walk and go. But me, I'm having cancer. When I can be sure of that? We are not looking to the world this way. We are looking the opposite. We are having cancer, but thinking we have broken legs. And looking to the one with broken legs, saying he's the senior cancer. That's our reality. We are blaming everyone, the Sufis, the Shia, the Hizbi, this, that, but we are not protecting ourselves. That's our problem. And that's why we are not accepting, and wherever we go surrounding us. And whenever we have the knowledge, we use it as a stick to hit the people with. Our gun to shoot the people with. And that's the problem. We are not using the elm the way the Prophet ﷺ used it. He used it as the fan that he blew air to the one who's having sex. That's what the Prophet ﷺ used to do. He is blowing cold air to the one who is suffering with sex. We are using it as a stick, hitting the demon with. And that's bad. That's really bad. Any Hizbi wants to put a Salafi in a bad position, brings him in the office and asks him, tell me what are the pillars of La ilaha illallah. Tell me the evidence of them. Tell me the difference between condition and pillar of Salah. You see many Salafis say, So what is Salafi then? What is Salafi? Salafiyya is knowledge. Salafiyya is knowledge. There is no hizb called Salafiyya. So you say, I'm Salafi, you are with them. Salafiyya is knowledge. The Hizbis name themselves to the hizb that they belongs to because they know the rules and regulations of that hizb. We have to know what makes us Salafis, real Salafis, the knowledge. You should, since you become a Salafi, you should put a scale for yourself. Scale for Quran, careful hadith, careful fiqh. How much is that of that since you become salaf? Is there an increase? Are you on the same level? Are you getting lesser? If you are on the same level, this is bad. This is bad. If you are lesser, then it is worse. Then I am seriously telling you that Shaitan is killing you. Shaitan is playing around me, making you to believe I'm Salafi, I'm Salafi, I'm Salafi, and getting little, little, little of knowledge until you can and be solid. I myself saw Salafi, who used to be always with the ulama, with the shiuch, but not for seeking knowledge. It's not everyone with the shiuch is for seeking knowledge. And that's why he's not protected. So the shiuch do not protect you by their body. They protect you with the end that you escape from them. If you just go around the shiuch and having no knowledge, you'd be in trouble. You'd be in real trouble. Why? Because people will think that you are, mashallah, great talib al-ilm. Then you are alone. The shaykh is not good. They ask you things. The clever of us say, I promised myself not to speak about anything. I'm a student of knowledge. I'm literally a student of knowledge. And you command yourself by that. No. I cannot. He doesn't say, I don't know. Like Imam Malik says. So I cannot. Meaning, he has the knowledge, but he cannot give it because he thinks that he is not Ali. That's how Shaitan takes us out of Salaf. So dear brothers and sisters, make a promise to yourself from today. You seriously seek knowledge. Start with Quran. If you yet cannot recite Quran very well, blame yourself. You are in this land. You can go to many people who can teach you how to recite Quran. Don't start with articles about this and that. Start with Quran, with the protection. اعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا. And then the hadith, the fiqh, understanding of how to worship Allah Ta'ala. That is the protection. Other than that, we are to be destroyed. We are to destroy. So we have to take care of that. And inshallah ta'ala, next Friday, we are going to start with Salah, but I wish you review the lessons we had about, especially about La ilaha illallah. Try to memorize it like your name. Why? Yes, the ulama do not say that it is obligatory to memorize with the evidences. But you know why I say it is obligatory for you? Because you are representative of the Salafiyya. You are going to be somewhere in India, in UK, in USA, in Canada, and people will come to you because you've somebody been to Saudi for long. And then you come back to them, cannot teach, cannot tell them what can benefit them, what can harm them. It's a shame. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from the devil and his tricks. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. I think the food is, I didn't do the job because the food is here.